Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Will Sam and Sam in the Morning. I'm Sam Anthony. Alongside me is Samuel Elizabeth Ference and William Robert Camilleri.
Good morning.
Rolling in this last Tuesday in February. Wow, we're almost to March, guys. Almost to spring break. The semester's almost done. And then you know, we're all seniors, so we're all old as heck. That's the word I'll use on radio.
Wow, terrifying. Thanks.
Especially Sam, I can already see the gray hairs. Must be because he's an AXI major. Yep, he just kind of confirmed right there. So, yeah, you know. But the best part of this time of the year is the fact that it is the postseason, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, not for everyone, but right now we got men's basketball heading in to Emmitsburg, Maryland to take on the Mountaineers of Mount St. Mary's, and that'll be a good one, right?
I don't think they've won in Emmitsburg like since we've been at Robert Morris.
The last time they even beat Mount St. Mary's was January 2nd, 2015.
Good.
Whew.
Good. That's it's
so
fine.
Food for thought.
Everything's fine. We're good.
So we'll get into that in a sec, but there's also what we'll talk about later.
The Sam, men's hockey stop play. Eating. I can hear you chewing over the radio.
Someone I'll do whatever I want. Some of us have to eat breakfast. Some of us have things to do today.
Someone got his Romos early.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we also have to talk men's hockey. They're playing Bentley. I'm going to keep chewing, Sam. I hope it kills you on the inside.
I might get out a piece of gum.
I think you should. Just watch him like cringe a little bit. But yeah, men's hockey playing Bentley. They're a 7 seed. Bentley's the 10. Playoffs. Typically, you see men's hockey getting a bye. But unfortunately, they haven't won a game in 4 weeks. So
trash.
Yeah, it hasn't been good.
It hurts me. Like deep inside, it hurts me.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things. And when it's not one thing, it's the other thing.
Because if there's one team that I came to this school being like, you know what? One sport isn't great. And this sport isn't great, but at least hockey's good.
Yeah, you know what, though? Look at it this way. There is still women's hockey.
That's true.
This which is phenomenal, nationally ranked.
Number 9 again, for those of you who are interested.
That is also this weekend. Mm-hmm. Elijah Milne-Price, who played 4 career games before this season, now has 4 shutouts in the last
three weeks. She set an RMU record,
I think. Most shutouts in a season.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's also the first Colonial to have 2 weekends where she had back-to-back shutouts.
Yeah.
So really, some unprecedented stuff going into the playoffs. The fact that we're talking about a goalie and not Brittany Howard is pretty impressive.
Brittany Howard's now the all-time points leader and scoring leader?
Points, goals, assists. She has everything.
Nice.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, naturally cementing herself as the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then women's basketball, not quite in playoffs, but battling for that number 1 seed still. Mm-hmm. They played last night. So
they won last night.
They did
win last night.
They won in pretty convincing fashion over the Central Connecticut State Blue Devils, which they should. Central Connecticut State is not a very good team.
No.
But, I mean, they're just hoping St. Francis takes a loss somewhere in there, which is, you know, again, easier said than done. But what do you say we talk about basketball first? Men's basketball?
Before we get into that, there was something else I wanted to add just because, like, it's something we haven't talked about yet. It's a spring sport.
It's interesting to note.
It is interesting to note. Men's lacrosse upset Penn State.
They did.
Number 15/16. That's what I was seeing. I don't know which one they actually were. But this is a team that last year was ranked number 1 in the country in Penn State. We received national votes in the men's lacrosse poll, whatever it is. I don't know much about it other than we won 12-9. I don't really follow men's lacrosse much, but I thought it was interesting because, you know, we beat a nationally ranked team.
Well,
and
important
it's also Penn State.
Mm-hmm. Well, important to note, Will, is not only did they win this one, they almost beat number 7 Rutgers the first game of the season. This team's pretty legit. They almost beat, I mean, their 2 losses are ones that you could look back and say those could have been wins.
Mm-hmm.
They were that close.
Yeah, because it was Rutgers and Georgetown, right?
Yeah. So to me, if you're playing close with teams like Rutgers, like Georgetown,
beating Penn State.
Beating Penn State.
That's always a good thing to say.
Your big battle is still the NEC.
Yeah.
And to me, that's pretty exciting because this team's never made the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Ever. I mean, they've only been a program for 12 years, so not a really long time. But still, the fact that they've never made the NCAA tournament, they haven't won a conference tournament game since 2013.
Yeah, because they lost to St. Joe's, I believe it was, last year. Because St. Joe's,
yeah, men's Bryant lacrosse, the year before that?
I don't know. But I just think it's cool because St. Joe's is by me out in Philly.
Ooh, and Philly boy.
Well, they're the only sport that has, like, they're the only Philly team that has, like, a school that has a sport in the NEC.
That is pretty exciting.
Men's lacrosse. So I was like, hey, I know them.
Good for you. Congratulations. Yeah, sorry, Sam, please clap for...
Woo! Thank yeah, you. He likes Philly. Thank Philly's you. Great.
Yeah.
Said no one ever. Yeah, sorry.
What I mean...
But yeah, men's lacrosse, really exciting. This might be the only time all year we talk about men's lacrosse, unless they keep winning.
Yeah.
In that case, you know, hey, I will talk about men's lacrosse all day because they're very good. Jimmy Perkins right now, 21 points, which is good for 10th in the nation in points per game.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Wow.
I know. I'm pretty excited. But again, all right. So now can we go to basketball?
Yes, it's fine.
There are no preseason rankings for lacrosse.
Really?
NEC, where are your preseason rankings on lacrosse? Please.
I want to know.
We all want to know, really.
Oh, we have tiebreaker procedures.
I want to know why
softball. Oh, those things are wild, dude.
I want to know why softball is playing the Czech national team. But you know,
why not, dude? I mean, that's pretty dope, though.
Yeah.
What?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Friday, March, this Friday.
Where, though?
Kissimmee, Florida.
See, I'd go if it wasn't in, you know, Kissimmee, Florida.
Yeah, they also play Penn in Tampa, which is crazy. Mm.
And for anyone that doesn't know, Will's sister goes to University of Tampa.
Yeah, but they're playing Penn. Like, it's a four-hour drive or, you know, a two-hour flight.
Well, it's a tournament is why. But, I mean, that's what you do in the preseason. I mean, that makes sense, you just all go to tournaments.
The Czech national softball team?
Yep.
I hope that we beat the Czech national softball team just to say that we did.
And then they go and play Ball State.
But
after that,
Ball State
is the Czech national softball team even a thing? Like,
you know what? Let's look it up.
I mean, obviously,
I want to know like how good is the Czech national team?
Sam, for you, I'm gonna Google the Czech national softball team.
Because like.
Let's see. Oh, I'm going to their Wikipedia.
Oh, boy. All right.
All right, I'm going to EuropeanSoftball.org.
They finished 19th in the 1994 Softball World Cup.
Oh, boy.
They finished 12th in the 1998 Softball World Cup. They finished 15th in the 2002 Softball World Cup. And they finished 10th in the 2010 Softball World Cup.
Oh, boy.
So that's literally all there is on this Wikipedia page. Let's go to their actual website. We're going to CzechRepublicSoftball.com. It's actually softball.cz.
Yeah.
Let's see if it'll translate for me, because right now it's all in a language I don't speak. But they're doing a tour. I see they have a schedule. They call it spring training, all right?
In Florida.
Yep. So they're playing University of Miami, Purdue, Morgan State, Savannah State, Wright State, Robert Morris, Delaware, UMass. Oh, and by the way, it has our like actual like national rank on it.
Uh-huh.
Just guess
are we in the top 100?
No.
Top 200?
No.
Top 300?
Yes.
Are there 300 teams?
Yes.
300.
It's no. Like 310.
Good.
We are number
276.
A little bit higher.
250.
A little bit lower.
260.
Just a tip.
259.
Just tell us already.
259. No, it was kind of fun to watch him guess. it's 259, which is the second lowest ranked team they'll play. The lowest being Savannah State. So, you know, at least we got them beat. But, they're doing a spring training program. I don't know what anything else says, but it's fine. Cause,
hey, at least you got the one, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You're right. All right, so now that we've covered that, now can we talk about basketball?
Yes,
I really want to talk about basketball.
Men's basketball here?
Men's basketball, not Czech Republic basketball, men's basketball.
All right.
From Robert Morris University in Moon Township, Pennsylvania. Thank you.
All right, let me type in Army men's basketball here.
Hopefully it comes in English.
Okay. Does everybody think that they will win this game.
No. I'm like, I have, okay, the fact that they have lost 7 of their last 9 games doesn't make me very confident.
No.
So.
And the fact that it's, I can't stand Mount St. Mary's, so of course we're playing them.
And naturally.
Like, I feel like both men's winter teams kind of had the worst of their possible outcomes happen, and both the women's teams have had the best possible outcome happen. Because, like, women's basketball hasn't lost. Women's hockey swept Syracuse. Shut out Syracuse, 9-0, I think, over the 2 games?
Yep.
And
clinched the conference title.
Yeah, and the number 1 seed.
No big deal.
And then both men's hockey and men's basketball lost all of their games.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right.
And now they're both in second to last.
It's ironic how parallel that tradition. Is. Yeah. As is tradition. Well, I mean, technically, men's hockey isn't second to last.
Oh,
they're in seventh, which is fourth to last.
Oh, so I guess we tie against somebody at some point, maybe.
Yeah, we tied with Air Force on.
Right. So Saturday. We got a point. So we didn't get the worst possible outcome, but
pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Like we almost didn't host a game, right?
Yeah, because you dropped to a. Believe a 9 seed and you don't host? Yeah. Because
mm-hmm.
the 9, 10, and 11 don't host. Yeah. So, men's basketball, the worst part of that is how the best possible scenario happened to them. So, Central Connecticut State beat St. Francis Brooklyn in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
LIU Brooklyn beat Sacred Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the two things you wanted to happen. And then all Robert Morris had to do to get a home playoff game was beat St. Francis. But you know what? Like, if they had lost, 80-78 on, a 3-point buzzer beater at the end, I would have been like, all right, you know what, Robert Morris? Like, you gave it your all. Like, that's nothing to hang your head on. They lost 80-60.
Yeah.
Which, to me, one, it was a 6-point game at halftime. So that just means that they literally got into that second half and just got blown away.
Which, I mean, seems to be the trend with this team. Like,
you know what the problem is?
What?
These guys on the team want to score. Coach Toole wants a defensive game. They have to understand that their shooting is terrible. Like, Matty McConnell has the most 3-point attempts on the team, but he's shooting a 28.7% clip.
Oh, gosh.
But you know what I hope Matty McConnell understands this. Matty McConnell is one of the best defensive players on that team. So maybe instead of shooting the ball, he should just pass it around and just play defense. Because you know what? Matty McConnell would be such a valuable player if he just hit a couple shots a game and played some really good defense. Like guys like Burke, who's been consistent, try and dish it in to Kobe Thomas on the inside, Ronnie Gombe on the inside.
Not from the 3-point line.
When it works, it's great. We win, 96-80. But when it doesn't, you lose by 20. And it's a gamble. And they're not consistently good at shooting 3-pointers that they should be doing it.
It's coming to the point where, I feel like men's basketball always gets hyped up so much.
Every year.
Every single year. And we put so much, devotion into a team because, they're the ones that could get the most national attention and all this stuff. And I feel like they just,
let us down.
Let us down every single year. And it's so tiring. And it's just, it's almost to the point where, if they win, great. If they lose, life goes on.
As is tradition.
It's not really. I'm to the point where I'm kind of
so,
like.
So who do you blame? Because, I know that sounds kind of terrible. Who do you blame? But, in the terms of, being accountable for, 3 years of really subpar performances, and the expectations aren't even high anymore. Nobody expects Robert Morris to do well. I mean, the whole, level of Robert Morris went from, 3 years ago when they were making the tournament, the standard was the standard. And now it's kind of one, players are like, okay, we get here, realize we don't like Coach Toole when we leave. Is that Coach Toole's fault? Or is that the player's fault for being not realizing, what they're signing up for?
Yes.
I think this year you can't really place any blame on anyone because, how many people did we bring in compared to the two?
But that's the thing. How many people did we bring in last year, too?
Well, no. I'm talking about, this was a major rebuilding year. I'm just giving him a little slack because, all these players the only people that have played together before are, you know, Deshaun Burke, Matty Seth, McConnell. And Matty. And then on the other side, you got the Williams brothers. But other than that, no one's ever played before. So if you give them one season to, you know, kind of meld together, I think they've done
but
decently
then,
well.
What's
going to
stop people
season?
From leaving at the end of the year? Because the rumors that are swirling around is that Deshaun Burke is gone. I can't confirm that. I don't know for sure.
I wouldn't be
but
surprised.
But, like, Deshaun Burke most likely, in my opinion, will be gone because there's going to be a better school that's going to want him.
I'd be surprised if Kobe Thomas.
I think Kobe Thomas will stay. I don't think Kobe Thomas has performed at a high enough level that a big enough school is going to want
but
him.
But he acts like it.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Can't shoot, so.
You know, if Deshaun leaves, if Kobe leaves, if Leandre leaves, I mean, they're going to be guys that leave.
Yeah.
I hope that they don't, because I hope that they come back and prove to me that, you know, this was just a rebuilding year. But, you know, if they lose, then as is tradition, you know, we fall back into the rut.
Yeah, so, but, like, at what point then do you go, all right, like, the way we're operating is wrong. We need to operate on, like, kind of a year-by-year basis, understanding that if we get a gem, we have them for a year.
Yeah.
You know, we find that diamond in the rough, we have them for a year.
I mean, I feel like there's not one real person or group of people that you can blame, because I think it's everybody. Like, obviously they've won those games that are 96-80 or, you know, high scoring, high offensive games, so we know they can do it. So that falls on the players on the games they can't, because it's their fault that they can't score. But at the same time, we've also seen high levels of excellence from Coach Toole, and now we're not. So it falls on him. Because whatever he's doing in the beginning of the season worked, and now something changed, and they kind of have fallen since what, it was 6-1 is what they started, 7-2, something like that. Like, since then, I don't know what happened. Maybe it was that first loss that shook their confidence to zero, but, like, it almost seems like every single game they have a solid first half, they come out in the second half, they lose whatever lead they have, and they never get it back.
Now, let me ask you this. How much of the, I don't want to say, or for lack of a better term, unsuccessful, you know, ness of the program, how much of that stems from, you know, we were at the Chuck, and then we're not. And, you know, we're playing every game basically like it's a road game, and these guys don't have a place to call home. Now, do you think if we had the Chuck, anything different?
No. I mean,
because I have to imagine traveling to, you know, PPG Paints or the Palumba, I mean, that has to take its toll.
But at the same time, like, how exhilarating an experience is that? Do you get to play your entire season at PPG Paints Arena?
Mm-hmm. To the point where if they made the tournament, they're not allowed to play in the Pittsburgh region because they've played so many games at PPG Paints.
Well,
that's considered home court.
Well, that's a rule anyway. Like, you can't be in, like we would still be considered Pittsburgh, like, even if we weren't playing at PPG
Paints. Oh, I didn't hear that. I heard that it was just because we had so many games. We had a majority of our home games at
PPG Paints.
Who are your sources?
I don't know. I don't remember.
As long as it's not Norbert, that's
no.
Fine.
No, I don't.
What's his Twitter account? Can I put out his Twitter account?
I don't even know. All right,
it's Norbert. What's his last name though? Janice.
Yeah, it's like Demo Knight 422.
Yeah, if you want to follow like the most outrageous Twitter account, that one would just make you mad because all he does is crap on Army Athletics. Follow that account.
Hey, all I have to say is that he's a big Chelsea fan, and Manchester United throbbed on Chelsea this weekend. So.
I like that word, throbbed.
Yeah,
I like to come up with new words every day. It keeps the.
Do you have like a word of the day that you try to like implement in? I feel like I could definitely see you with like a word of the day.
No, you know, I just kind of when it comes to me, it comes to me. Yeah, you know? That's how it keeps the excitement going.
Just
know?
Slaps him right across the face. That word. Oh, yep.
Throbbed.
He was Norbert was a big fan of Bob Palko.
Bob Palko, but he's mad when we signed Bernard Clark, who, by the way, is a national champion linebacker. Coached one of the best defenses in the FCS last year. I like Coach Clark. I think Coach Clark can do really great things. Hey, I think he commands a room.
Ben, he was a Super Bowl champion, man.
That's a fair argument.
Steel curtain, man.
Can you guys even say anything? Can you guys even comment?
I don't even know.
I don't know. I've met Coach Clark once.
Yeah, I've met Coach Clark once, and he's pretty nice.
Yeah, I have confidence in him. But yeah, Norbert doesn't think we should be getting another defensive-minded guy. but you know, Norbert's
wrong.
He
has actively gone and like commented on people who have committed here asking why.
I know. Like, that's really terrible.
And then cites him being a student here as a reason to not come here.
I know.
I'm like, you should be banned from this app.
Someone gets banned from Twitter. Why? Anti-Robert Morris propaganda.
Back to the basketball.
Back to the basketball. Yeah, so I enjoy it. It just triggers me. He comments on Army Century Media articles, which, like, does anyone read those? Like, let's be honest. Like, he does, apparently. But, yeah. All right.
So
back to basketball.
Like legitimate. So we're at Mount St. Mary's, you know. We didn't do so hot in the regular season here. You know, last season we didn't have a good season. We went to Mount St. Mary's, we put up a good fight. Do it again, especially since it's, you know, the NEC tournament. No? No.
I always think that you can be surprised in the NEC tournament. One, because you win three games and you're in the NCAA tournament. Like, how wild is that?
Which is not that's not the same for, like, any other.
No, it's not like where you're like, oh, you're, you know, a really bad, you know, Indiana team playing, you know, this year's Purdue's third in the nation.
Yeah.
No, it's like, oh, like, you're playing a team that's, like, better than you, but, like, they're still really not that good.
Like, Duquesne playing URI.
Yeah, like they could have a bad night. Oh, go URI. Go Rams. I digress. But, yeah, I think that you get past. I mean, the thing that sucks is that, you know, again, they reseed. So you get past that first round.
No matter what, you're playing the hardest.
You're probably going to be playing Wagner in the next round, which if there's a team that Robert Morris probably can't beat, probably Wagner.
Hey, we were up on Wagner at home at halftime.
Yeah,
like
and lost
10
that
points.
That
but
10
Wagner
point
hasn't
lead
lost
was gone
on the road
in about
or at home.
2 minutes.
Wagner has not lost at home this year.
Yeah, if I have a bone to pick with Andy Toole, how did you lose a 10-point lead at home, man? I mean, they went out. Wagner came out and scored.
Just gonna let him go.
They went on like a 22-0 run.
I mean,
how do you do this?
I know.
I'm just like
you. Now you're feeling our pain,
yeah.
Sam.
What is? I want to get your percentages. What is the percent chance that men's basketball wins this game?
50%. It's a coin flip.
Really?
Coin flip. I promise you, it's a coin flip.
Yeah, I'll give him benefit of the doubt. Let's go 60%.
You're confident.
Firm believer that there is a chance.
What's the key to the game? Who's gonna be the one that really comes in clutch?
It's gonna be Matty McConnell.
Is Matty McConnell gonna hit like eight threes? A TJ McConnell triple double?
Well, you see, Matty, I know he's a like you said, he's a great defensive player. He's one of their best defensive players. He's either hot from the floor or not. And by the floor, I mean, you know,
yeah,
not
shooting.
Just 3-point
but
shots
twos
because
as well.
he can get in there. If he has himself a game, you know, dishes out maybe 20 points, dishes out a few assists and a few rebounds, I think everyone pulling their weight after that, it will come in. I mean, it's going to be good, I think. I mean, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, right?
Yep.
You know where I'll be. NECfrontrow.com.
I give them 25% chance.
Hey, here's a question for you. Is DeAndre Washington just never going to play again?
Well, I think he hurt himself.
Can we confirm that, though? Like, I've also been told, like, through different angles, and, like, again, none of this is confirmed, and I don't know if any of this is true, same with the injury. I've just heard that, like, there's conflict on the team and that LeAndre is involved. But,
I honestly
again,
have stopped paying attention to men's basketball when they – When they lost their third or fourth game in a row, I was like, okay, well, this has been fun, but I'm going to focus on the sports that I believe have a chance.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they did, and then they lost to St. Francis.
I'm so tired of being let down by this team.
You sound like someone who's like just gotten out of a bad relationship.
Oh, gosh. I mean, you have to understand, I'm a Philly sports fan. How many teams have I had to deal with that have looked great and then just, like, broken my heart?
Trust the process.
Trust
the get LeBron to Philly.
Yeah, did you see those billboards?
Oh, did I see the billboards?
That was amazing. But it's Philly. Just kind of like I'm trying to look at the positives, and that's not this team, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I stopped paying attention to them because I didn't want to deal with it. Like, you know, you look at women's hockey and they're playing phenomenally, and even women's basketball, without, you know, the stars that we thought they would have this year, are playing outstanding. They have another; it's like their third 20 win season in like 5 years or something like
is
that.
Is this women's basketball you're talking about? Yeah, it's their 11th of all time, too.
So, like, there are these teams that are playing out of their mind, and so I'm not going to focus on the one that's, you know, playing
especially
poorly.
Again, you have a team like Army Women's Hockey that they pull up one big upset, and all of a sudden they're in the Frozen Four. Yeah. You know? Like, that's...
And there is no other team, in my opinion, that will be closer to the words national championship than our women's hockey team.
That's probably true. You know, if Robert Morris men's basketball was good this year, maybe because of all the sanctions that are going to come down on all these big-time NCAA teams, then you can
we could just float right in,
Robert
man.
Morris yeah. sneaks in as, like, a 10 seed and then, like, wins a couple shockers, and, like, all of a sudden they're in the Elite Eight, and you're like, oh, my gosh, what's happening? Like, Colonial Nation, let's go. And like they're like, hey, Robert Morris, you want to move up to the Big East? And you're like, yeah, we're gonna go to the Big East.
And then from now on, all the scoreboards on orientation will read Robert Morris National Champions.
And then I'll wake up from my dream.
Yeah.
And the average attendance will still be about 2,000 people.
Average game
attendance. If you build it, they will come, man. If you build it, they will come.
Do you believe with our student body, do you honestly believe so?
Because not only would people that like people would come and watch if we were.
I mean that's true, but I don't know. I'm in a very cynical,
why are you hitting on the student
body,
man?
A very cynical mood lately.
Hey, let's bring it back because I do want to ask you guys. So I'm looking at the NEC men's bracket here, and we have here are the four matchups. We got Wagner and Central Connecticut. Mount St. Mary's, us, St. Francis, U, Fairleigh Dickinson, and LIU Brooklyn, St. Francis, Brooklyn. So, intriguing matchup, Wagner, Central Connecticut.
Why?
I mean, Central Connecticut has, in years past, been pretty decent. I'm not going to say they're a great team.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're a great team either.
two weeks ago, they nearly beat Wagner. And in their first matchup at Wagner, they only lost by 13 points. I guess question is, you know, what are we looking at here? Are we looking at a definite win, or are we looking at an upset?
I think Wagner wins. I mean, CCSU's played well. I mean, they beat St. Francis Brooklyn right at the end, and that was a huge win.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so hard to beat Wagner at home. I think it's so hard.
Wagner almost lost... I remember keeping track on that game against LIU Brooklyn. Yeah, I know with like 40 seconds they were down by one.
Really?
Yeah. So I mean Wagner is vulnerable at home, and they've shown some weakness coming out of the last three or four games here. They weren't as strong. I mean four out of the last five they lost or nearly lost. So I don't call it an upset. But
don't call it a comeback. So all right, so let's go through this field though.
I like it though.
All right, so let's take some votes here. So Will, Wagner, Central Connecticut State.
Wagner,
Central Connecticut State.
Realistic me, Wagner. Hopeful me, Central Connecticut.
All right, well I'm gonna go with Wagner, so Wagner's moving on. All right. Next round, Mount St. Mary's, Robert Morris.
Mount St. Mary's.
Robert Morris.
I'm going to go with Robert Morris.
I can't believe you go against your own school.
You know, they've only lost in the first round three times in the last 15 years. Yeah, but, Isn't that intriguing?
But it's Mount St. Mary's.
It's interesting to know.
And for whatever,
it is interesting to know.
No matter what, for whatever reason, Mount St. Mary's seems to be our kryptonite.
Yeah.
Like, at least in our time here, they seem like.
But I will say this. It is incredibly difficult to defeat a team in the NEC three times in a season.
That's true.
That is, to me, the saving grace.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on. St. Francis University, Pennsylvania versus Fairleigh Dickinson. Fairleigh Dickinson. Will, who do you have and why?
What are the seeds
for this season? Three is SFU and six is FDU.
I'm going to play it safe and call it St. Francis. Just because, like, I haven't paid much attention to them.
St. Francis is a really good pick.
You know, come back to me in a hot sec.
Well, I'm picking St. Francis, so you get overrided no matter what.
Overrode.
I don't know if that's
overridden.
Overridden. Yep, that's it.
Who's so, 4 and 5?
LIU Brooklyn is the 4, and St. Francis Brooklyn is the 5. The Battle of New York. The Battle of New York. The Battle for Brooklyn.
I'll tell you what. Fairleigh Dickinson, they've lost twice to St. Francis. One was by a lot. The one away was not. They beat Wagner at home. I'm going to go Fairleigh Dickinson. Don't call him an upset.
All right, well, you heard it here. If Fairleigh Dickinson wins, we'll come back on Thursday and discuss.
Okay.
Are all of these games tomorrow night?
Yes, they all play at the same time, which is cool because you can kind of see how everything unfolds.
Mm-hmm. Right away.
Yep. All right, LIU Brooklyn, St. Francis Brooklyn. William?
How intriguing that, you know, it's a Brooklyn matchup.
That's what I'm
I
saying.
Like
the
that.
Battle for Brooklyn. The Battle for Brooklyn.
I really don't know.
The Battle for Brooklyn.
I want to hear it.
You could just say Brooklyn first. And see what we decide.
Brooklyn.
I like LIU Brooklyn. I think they closed. They had a much stronger finish. And nearly beat Wagner at Wagner. The two weeks ago they beat St. Francis Brooklyn and LIU Brooklyn. But then lost, you know, they lost to St. Francis Brooklyn and St. Francis Brooklyn. But, you know, that was by 5 points.
That
so
was the same team.
Their goal differential or point differential for the two games is 0. So, I mean, this is obviously going to be a good game, I think.
Wait, did you mean to say St. Francis Brooklyn twice?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
Yeah. I was like, that's the same team.
I mean, you know, you beat St. Francis. I mean, you beat – they only have one – okay, never mind. My theory went south there. They beat – okay, no, listen to this. So they beat Wagner in LIU Brooklyn at the beginning of the season. Wagner had, what, 3 losses in the conference? Or just 2?
3.
13-3.
And they – nearly beat Wagner again at home. So, LIU Brooklyn is a force to be reckoned with. I mean,
if you're talking about a matchup to watch, though, this is definitely the matchup to watch.
This is the one. If there was like a, you know, ESPN3 game, I think this is the one you'd want.
Yeah.
But
I think the hard thing is in terms of confidence. All right, LIU Brooklyn ended with a pretty solid 11-point win over Sacred Heart. I know Sacred Heart's not as good, but St. Francis Brooklyn had a tough overtime loss to CCSU. To me, the confidence may not be there. That and, you know, you're coming off losing 2 straight, and one of which was to LIU Brooklyn, at LIU Brooklyn, in which you have to go and, you know, play them again. My money is on LIU Brooklyn because it's in LIU Brooklyn because they have that 4. Mm-hmm. I think that's the difference. All right, so
Wagner had 4 losses in the conference.
Oh.
St. Francis Brooklyn, LIU Brooklyn, Fairleigh Dickinson, and Mount St. Mary's. But, you know, all of them were away.
Okay. Yep. Don't lose at home, man. All right, so we're going to reseed. So we have Wagner and Robert Morris advancing, and we have St. Francis and LIU Brooklyn advancing. So it would be Wagner versus RMU. And St. Francis versus LIU Brooklyn. So, shall we start off with Robert Morris? What are the odds that they can go and beat Wagner? Since we're talking about percentages, give me a percent.
Oh, gosh.
25. Again.
I agree with that.
I think it's a very similar situation.
I don't think you can ever count a team out in the tournament because, again, you're pulling out all the stops.
Yeah.
I mean, you're pulling out all the stops. But yeah, I think 25%.
The best I want to give them is a 45% chance, but you know, the more realistic is 25, 30, 35%. Cause what are you going to do? I mean, if you're at home to the number one seed in the regular season and you have a 10-point lead heading into halftime.
Yeah.
No excuses.
Yeah.
But, and this is one of the only reasons why I'm also giving them 25% again is because, like Sam said, it's very difficult to beat a team, even in the NEC, 3 times in one season.
Yep. The only reason. Only reason.
That and it's a very similar situation to Mount St. Mary's. Those are the two reasons.
You know what's terrible? You could make that argument for the top three seats in the NEC playing Robert Morris.
Yeah.
All right. So do we want to just like, all right, for the sake of the fact that this is a Robert Morris broadcast, let's say Robert Morris somehow wins. All right. Kobe Thomas hits a game-winning dunk. All right, we don't know how he did it.
Game-winning dunk.
He decided not to shoot it. All right, he was like, no, there's 5 seconds left. We're just going to go for the slam. He throws it down. They see it leave his hand. As time expires, they give Robert Morris the basket in the most emphatic overtime win we've ever seen since Kayvon Stewart's jumper at the end of last year. Everyone's going nuts. We're like, we're going to the championship.
That was a crazy game.
We're going to the championship.
I remember that. We watched it right over there in the newsroom.
That was a wild time. So, yeah. That's the scenario here. St. Francis versus LIU Brooklyn. Who do you have?
LIU Brooklyn.
All right. LIU Brooklyn. I have St. Francis. I think their offense is better. I think they've been more consistent. I think there's a reason they're the three seed. And their defense is great. To me, they have a lot of all-around guys, and they really know how to control the floor. I like St. Francis. They're my pick.
I want to say LIU Brooklyn because I feel like we have a better chance against LIU Brooklyn, but I'm going to say St. Francis because I do think they're the better team.
Yeah.
So is there a legitimate chance of having RMU versus St. Francis in both men's and women's? Like, legitimate.
I mean, technically, but legitimate, no. Because no. I think I'd be amazed if they got past Mount St. Mary's, if we're being brutally honest.
Okay.
So, I mean, not to burst anyone's metaphorical bubble.
Yeah, we're this is for fun. We're not saying this is real.
Unfortunately. let's make that very clear. The odds of this happening are slim, but, you know, it's kind of fun to talk about it and ponder. But, all right, we have 5 minutes left, or 6-7 minutes left. So, Will, do you want to pull up the USCHO rankings?
Yes.
Because women's hockey is in the playoffs, and it looked like it was going to be close, and they pulled it out. Two big wins against Syracuse.
Yeah.
Claimed the CHA for the second straight year, and are looking to go to the NCAA tournament for the second straight year. The difference is this year's so much harder because Mercyhurst is really good and Syracuse is really good. But apparently Robert Morris has Syracuse's number.
Smoked them.
They're getting hot at the right time because in terms of playing Syracuse and Mercyhurst, they've won 3 of the last 4 versus those teams. But you get to the semifinals, you get to the championship, it's just one game. So, in terms of playing to the best of your ability, you can't lose one.
Okay, so what? Syracuse is playing Penn State? I think they're playing Lindenwood. Penn State is playing RIT.
Yep.
Or the other. No, it's the other way around because Syracuse is the 3.
Okay.
I believe. And so we will play the lowest seeded winner after that.
Yep.
Which. If RIT upset Penn State, I think it would be the funniest thing ever.
Yeah. I mean, so the important thing to note is that Robert Morris will not play Syracuse unless it's in the championship game, is what it looks like. Which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so, you know, take that as you will. You know, let's, again, standings here.
The only switch thus far this week was...
Wow, Ohio RIT State is really bad. Wow.
Yeah, really bad. They have a .056 winning percentage. The only switch in the rankings was Ohio State went up to 5, Cornell went down to 6, and Northwestern dropped out. Northeastern dropped out, and Maine is ranked number 10 with 9 total points. I don't know how a team earns said points in said rankings. But we currently have 29, and St. Lawrence, who is in 8th, has 46.
All right.
So we're 17 points behind out of 8th place. I mean, I think the championship game will be RMU, Mercyhurst.
I think so, too. Right now, I mean, those two teams really separated themselves.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Robert Morris, I don't want to play Mercyhurst because they're a team that knows how to match you really well. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to fight for every goal you get. to me, again, the X factor is Elijah Milne-Price. It really, really, really is.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact that, you know, she's been so good, but also, you know, she can really control the game and make it so that there's not as much pressure on the offense to perform.
Yeah, what a game she's had, or what a year she's had.
I mean, unreal. I mean, she's ranked top 10 in almost every statistical category, and I think she's 11th in one. She's 11th in save percentage, but she has 6 shutouts, which is the 7th most in the nation, the most ever in a single season by a Colonial. And she wasn't even supposed to be the starting tendy.
No.
You know, it was supposed to be Lauren Bailey's year, which Lauren Bailey's only a junior, so Lauren Bailey's got one more year. So rest assured, Colonials fans, there's still going to be a goalie next year. But I mean, just wild to me. And I've talked about this, and actually there's an article going up tomorrow on RMU Century. You should check it out because it's all about Elijah Milne-Price and how good she's been. In my opinion, and I'm talking beyond, and I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but in terms of a national championship run, I think she could be the difference. I'm not saying Jessica Dodds was not a good goalie, but it just seems like this year, Milne-Price, because remember, Dodds always had a problem in the postseason. You know, when she finally got CHA MVP, it was kind of like a vindication to her.
Yeah, because it was the first time that she had won
a postseason game. Yeah, and she had been pulled in games before. So it was a vindication. But still, I think you could tell the nerves kind of took hold in that incident during a big crowd. Not only has Milne-Price seen it, you know, last year when she was with the team, but it just seems like in those big moments, she gets better. You know, like her two best goals allowed averages are against Mercyhurst and Syracuse, the two best teams in the conference. She comes out to play. So in terms of like being able to say, hey, I'm going to hold it down back here. Brittany Howard, J.C. Gebhardt, Amber Rennie, you know, Annette Lilova, Sarah LeCavalier, Emily Curlett, you know, all
insert
you guys.
Insert name here. Really.
Yeah. Lexi Templeman. Do your job up front.
Yeah.
You know, score some goals. I mean, the way they've competed with teams like Colgate, I know they struggled against Ohio State, but they still got one of those wins.
I mean, you take away the 1-3 record against Ohio State, and we are 19-4-4.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty good. And then another one of those losses against number 10 Maine. You know, a draw is against Colgate.
Right.
Robert Morris has competed with these top teams. The results may not have been exactly what they wanted, but the fact that they've been playing these top tier teams all year helps when you get to the tournament, in my opinion.
Yeah. And you look at our record, and I understand strength of schedule, but we have, outside of the top four, we have the least amount of losses.
Yeah.
The next closest Cornell is 21-8-3. We are 27-4. So they've played two more games. One of the most frustrating things I think about collegiate hockey is the fact that they don't play to the same number of games.
Yeah.
Like, that's something I love about the NHL, where you can look and be like, oh, well, you know, this team has this many points, but, you know, they've played 3 more games than this team who's right behind them. So really, like, that's not a huge lead that they have. Whereas, like, I mean, you have Wisconsin, who's 29-3-2. And we're relatively close, but they've played more games. Like Clarkson, Boston College, and Colgate are all over 30 wins and have relatively close losses to what we have.
Yeah.
Like, it's granted they are like better teams,
and they're playing tougher opponents.
They're playing tougher opponents, but they're also playing more games. So I don't know what or why that is, how that's allowed, but.
Yeah, I mean, either way, I mean, it's something to be confident about and understanding that Robert Morris, you know, again, I believe Robert Morris will ultimately get the final seed in the tourney if they go and they'll play Wisconsin again, but that's fine. I think the one, they've seen Wisconsin before, they know what they're getting into. This Wisconsin team's not as good as they were last year. They're still good, but they're not as good as they were last year. Go and shock the world, you know?
What are the chances? Okay, so if Milne-Price, like, shuts out the tournament, like, doesn't allow a goal.
In the CHA?
In the CHA. We dominate whoever we play in both games.
Yep.
Is there a chance we play Clarkson?
No.
No, you still think?
Because it's the CHA.
You think no matter what, we play Wisconsin?
I think if we played in a bigger conference, yes. I think the conversation could be had. It's the CHA. And I think that you're going to look at that work of play against those ranked opponents. They're going to go, look, they didn't earn it.
Yeah. So speaking of conferences, and I guess this can be our final thoughts or something.
Yeah.
How much does men's hockey and men's basketball not playing well hurt our chances of going to a better conference?
A lot, because that's where the money is, and that's where you kind of determine that stuff. So a lot. If they want to move, men's basketball has to play well. That's the ultimate thing. Women's hockey and men's hockey, their own thing because of the different conferences. They can do whatever the heck they want. I don't see Robert Morris moving up anytime soon in women's hockey. I just don't know where they'd go. And that might be a good conversation for next time. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Hockey East, but again, there's so many of those schools that I think they'd rather have Robert Morris in a conference they can win every year, realistically. Mm-hmm. So that's just my thought until, you know, you're competing for national championships every year. So, but yeah. All right, guys. So I think that's it for today. We're quite out of time. So any final thoughts? All right. Well, all right, guys. Playoffs start tomorrow. Get excited. This is Sam Anthony signing off.
This is Sam Ference Actuary signing off. Go Colonials. Love you, Mom. Love you too, surprised Mrs. you didn't say that. Love man, you too, Mrs. this is a great day.
It's don't worry. She already knows.
Yeah. This is Will Camilleri signing off. For the sake of all of us here rooting for you, please win these next few games.
Go men's basketball.
Please.